Janet Hoff and the WRJN News Center. Our forecast for tonight: cloudy, a low in the low 40s. One of the most prestigious art museums in the country is in downtown Racine, and some of the finest collection pieces in the world. But right now, through April 23rd, the facility is getting all kinds of attention because its display of marshmallow peeps in all different colors and presentations. On WRJN's Community Conversation, Racine Art Museum Executive Director Bruce Pepich said the peep show idea turned out to be better than expected when it began 8 years ago.
Thought we'd maybe get 5 or 6 things in the museum store. Well, the first year we had 30-some entries, so it was already too big to put in the store, so we're using this classroom space we have in the building downtown to exhibit it. And this year is the second highest number so far in 8 years, and we have 136 different pieces exhibited, and they were created by just over 200 individuals and people in groups working as teams. So it really has grown.
RAM's display of peep artwork has received attention from all over the country and the world, while the artists who created them are eligible to win People's Choice Awards. 3 members of the Burlington Senior Center, which has space in the Western Racine County Services Center building, talked with County Executive Jonathan Delagrave during one of his listening sessions and were asked if the group would explore a membership fee or other revenue generators to help cover added costs in a new facility. The existing building, still targeted for demolition within a year, the Knights of Columbus site has been the discussion topic, but Delagrave noted talks with the group and the city are still ongoing.
That continues to be a location that we're seriously vetting. Obviously, the cost of the building is something that, you know, hopefully will make sense. And we're just at the due diligence stage right now with the city being a partner with us and the Knights of Columbus board. And if we feel like it makes sense, that's a strong possibility. The city and the county are committed to making sure that you guys have a location and that it has the least interrupted service.
Senior Center Manager Pat Kendall explained they hold their own financially each month, having to cover mainly gas and electric and some minor repairs. They also are helped by various donations, gifts, and fundraisers.
When I heard that this was being torn down and everybody came into me and started saying, Pat, where are you going? Where are you going? I said, I don't know. I said, between the city guaranteeing and the county guaranteeing and the good Lord up above, we'll have a home. Mm-hmm. That's all there is to it. And I didn't really worry about it too terribly much. And every time someone had asked me, that's what I'd say. Yeah. Now the word's out that the KC building, you know, and we'll have to wait and see.
While no decisions were made, a spirit of optimism was apparent from the discussion as the site selection process continues for a new senior center in Burlington. A Kenosha man has been taken into custody after his 2-month-old child was pronounced dead at their home Tuesday afternoon. According to a news release, officers and fire department personnel were called to a residence in the 4700 block of 7th Avenue after the infant was found not breathing. Efforts to revive the child were unsuccessful. The boy's 34-year-old father was taken into custody. He was expected to appear in court this afternoon for a bond hearing. Some Racine traffic pattern changes to note for the immediate future, having to do with road projects coming up that require utility work be done first. Northbound Douglas Avenue between State and St. Patrick Streets is to be closed for about the next 4 months, so the water utility can dig down and replace the mains. That portion of Douglas Avenue is targeted for reconstruction next year. Also, 16th Street between Taylor and Packard Avenues has a water utility main replacement project going on in the near future that will last about a month and close that portion of 16th Street. University of Wisconsin System students will be able to spend more time away from the classroom with the announcement that semesters will be shorter and breaks longer, beginning with the fall 2017 school year. A recent study conducted by the UW showed students having difficulty planning both academic and co-curricular activities around the existing school calendar. Gateway Technical College will again spotlight the environment with its annual Celebrate Earth Day event April 22nd, featuring activities for all ages on the Kenosha and Elkhorn campuses. New this year at the Kenosha Gathering will be a children's climbing activity along with children's bee-related activities and games. There will be a number of demonstrations, informational booths, and a recycling center at both campuses. The 10th annual Celebrate Earth Day will run from 10 a.m. until 2 p.m. on Saturday, April 22nd. Janet Hoff, WRJN News. Our forecast is coming up.